That lemon-faced look of sympathy would flash across their face whenever I said it. I live in Oakland. Oh, you poor thing, what have you done to deserve that? I was once asked. Artistic, economic, and intellectual triumphs bestow San Francisco, Marin, and Berkeley residents a reflected cachet, whereas we Oaklanders are seemingly tainted by our city's notorious crime statistics and Gene Kwan's 100 blocks of murdering mayhem. When British blue blood Jessica Mitford, progeny of the second Baron Reedsdale, rejected her noble origins, joined the Communist Party, entered self-imposed exile, and became an unlikely Oakland resident alongside Huey Newton's Black Panthers, her resolutely aristocratic sister Nancy Mitford pleaded, "At least you could live in Berkeley." The late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia claimed that no man of means would ever live in Oakland. And indeed, wealthy San Franciscans are reputed to negotiate the bay only when their dead bodies make the trip to Oakland's Mountain View Cemetery. We Oakland residents knew the truth, though. Along with the notoriety came cheaper housing, spectacular views, endless parkland running along the hills, and a glorious Mediterranean climate that makes Oakland more livable than, dare I say it, San Francisco. Times change, of course. Jerry Brown's stimulus rejuvenated downtown. The second dot-com boom followed, as did gourmet restaurants and nightlife. Now you can't open a newspaper without reading of Oakland's renaissance and resultant sky-high rent. The New York Times named Oakland a must-visit destination in 2016. Jessica Mitford passed years ago. The memories of Huey Newton's murder are fading. Crime is down, and Oakland's recent desirability, morphed through demographic change, became gentrification. Not to everyone's satisfaction. Exiting the hipster-friendly Adams Point Whole Foods recently, I passed a woman just as she said into her phone, "You can't buy a house here anymore. The white folks bought them all." With a perspective, I'm Luke Pease.